The chairman of Woodside Petroleum and the National Australia Bank, Michael Chaney, says that both sides of politics need to rein in their spending commitments. He's warning that Australia risks becoming like Europe's debt-laden countries.
The problem I have is that these sort of decisions tend to be made on the run, or that's the perception. They're terrific ideas, and as I say, no one would argue with many of them, but we need to be able to pay for them, and you can't just keep spending money without getting the revenue. In the end, you end up like the countries we're seeing now in Europe that have very high levels of debt and very few ways of getting out of it.
Meanwhile, unemployment in the Eurozone has risen to a new record high. There are now more than 19 million people out of work right across the region.
But in some good news, inflation has fallen to a three-year low, fueling expectations of an interest rate cut.
To the markets, the Dow Jones was 20.1 points higher at the close, the Nasdaq was up 22, the S&P 500 was 4 points higher, and in London overnight, the FTSE closed 28 points weaker. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $93, Tapas crude's at $107, and you can pick up an ounce of gold for $1,476 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 104 US cents, 79 euro cents, and 67 pence sterling.